Romeo and Juliet, a Shakespearean music drama, is having its premiere production at the Bloomington Playwrights Project, the theater that inspired IU faculty member and composer Don Freund in his approach to Shakespeare's classic romance. The large and attractive cast features mostly IU grad students in principal roles, but with a generous sprinkling of BPP regulars and even some new younger faces. Theater and ballet veteran Jack Johnson is the director and designed the simple set. The nicely varied period-style costumes and masks are by Tony Scroggins with Sarah Lynn Nail. As I said, it was the Playwrights Project, its theater and its approach to rich theater experience with a maximum of creativity and a minimum of resources that shaped, or perhaps just fit, composer Don Freund's approach to Romeo and Juliet. He wanted to bring the resources of his musical training to telling the story, but he didn't want to write an opera. He wanted something simpler and closer to a musical. In this production, he's stuck to his original intention to use a single piano for the accompaniment, though he says that more than one person has nudged him to orchestrate the piece. The BPP production of this musical, Romeo and Juliet, is dramatically tight. It moves very well on stage. The lovers were lovely, the young blades sporting and feisty, and the family familial, the formal neatly mixed with the informal. I was especially impressed with the balletics of the first fight among the servants, the neatly staged mask at the ball, and even the tragic killing of the always charming Mercutio. By the way, in some stagings of the story, Tybalt's killing of Mercutio is an accident. It's actually caused by the interference of the love-smitten, peace-driven Romeo. But here it's clearly Tybalt's dark side prevailing. Although the simplicity in Freund's overall approach, the show itself is far from simple. There's some doubling in the supporting cast parts, but there are 19 singing actors. The music itself is varied, complex, and frequently challenging. I especially enjoyed the opportunities that Freund used to have duets with one singer repeating a word or phrase while the other went on with the dialogue. This use of repetition to characterize a role did get a bit overstretched with the nurse, but that was an exception. There was plenty of lyrical singing, and a hit of the evening was a lovely quartet of the Capulet family around the presumed dead Juliet, with Romeo from the other side of the stage adding a fifth voice. Romeo and Juliet, a Shakespearean music drama by Don Freund, plays this Friday and Saturday nights at 8, and Sunday there's a 2 o'clock matinee with high school sophomore Chloe Strauss as Juliet. You can find this review and an interview with composer Don Freund on our website at WFIU.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.